Christmas was always very important in our house, you know, even though, like, my father was in the army and my mother wouldn't have worked because we would have been all young, so money was tight. But then again, it was the same for everybody at that time. But Christmas, we always got toys, we always got. I remember one time as a child, she bringing me into Robert A's inside in town and going around the store with me and asking me what I would like Santa to bring me. And I remember seeing this three-wheeled tricycle and I was drawn to that. But then I saw a china tea set. And then I told her I wanted the tricycle. We were halfway down the stairs and I changed my mind, I wanted the china set. But we always, you know, seemed to have got what we wanted at Christmas. But I regretted the china set, like, because I wasn't allowed to put any water into the cups or the teapots in case I'd make a mess. So maybe I used the china set in my make-believe shop. Mm-hmm. It's possible I was probably bringing people in and, you know, giving them cups of tea and putting sugar in it and pouring milk into the tea and stuff like that. But we didn't seem to get toys at any other time of the year, only Christmas. So what you got at Christmas really had to do you for the year. But as I said, no, we always seem to have got what we wanted. I remember another time, my sister, I woke up on Christmas morning and there was a pram in the room and a go-car, what we'd call a buggy now today, but it was one of these real strong go-cars. But the go-car was for me and the pram was for my sister. She was 2 years younger and I grabbed the pram and I wouldn't leave go. And there was murder on the Christmas morning because none of us wanted this buggy. We wanted the pram. And like, we had each got a doll as well, like, you know. Easter then, she'd always make sure we had Easter eggs on Easter. Yeah, we survived grand.